It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. And my name is Troy Nelson, and it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Seattle, and it is made even more beautiful because we have Chelsea Wolf here in the live room. So Chelsea Wolf, if you are ready, we'd love to hear a couple songs.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chelsea Wolfe live here on 90.3 KEXP.
Boy and be careful, 'cause women are boys and assassins. Boyfriend, oh boyfriend, be careful.
Beautiful stuff. It is Chelsea Wolfe live here on 90.3 KEXP, and thank all of you for taking the time out to stop by the KEXP studios here before your show tonight, playing at the Moore Theater, which is going to be a beautiful venue for this type of music, so that is exciting news. Can we introduce everybody, please?
This is Ben Chisholm on keys, Andre Calderon, violin. I'm Chelsea Wolfe.
And Ben, you produced this latest record, correct? Pain is Beauty?
I produced it with Chelsea and another fellow. But yeah, we worked on it together, a bunch of it.
How did you two get together?
We've been working together since 2010. We met when I was playing in different bands and playing shows together. Started collaborating, so it's been going for a while.
Nice. And Chelsea, this is your fourth record? Would you say that? I mean, I know that song Boyfriend came from a collection called Unknown Rooms. Was that just a collection of songs you had laying around and you collected them and put them out? Or was that a proper album?
I guess a little bit of both. I mean, I'd been writing all these songs for years and they were kind of just out there on YouTube with like live performances and stuff. And when I signed with my record label, Sergeant House, Kathy suggested that I release those on an album. And as I started putting them together, I started writing new songs that kind of fit with them. So it's definitely a curated album, for sure.
And as far as this new album goes, Pain is Beauty, how did you approach this any differently than any previous albums?
Well, yeah, when Ben and I started working together a few years ago, we were writing all these electronic songs, and we originally thought we'd do some sort of side project with it. But over time, I just kind of realized I didn't really want to put limits on this project. So we started playing them live with the full band, and it just felt kind of good. And so when I started putting together a new album, I definitely wanted to put some of those electronic songs on there.
It's a beautiful new record, by the way. And it, across the board, the reviews have been fantastic. So that must feel good, I would assume.
Yeah, I hope people like it.
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like, who did the photo for the cover?
My friend Anna Dobos did the photo, and then some of the photos inside are from my friend Kristen Kofer. And then another friend, Trevor Hernandez, put all the artwork together.
Nice. And for one of your EPs, didn't Nick Blinko draw something for one of your EP covers, or was it your debut EP?
Well, actually, we did a session with Southern Records in London a couple years ago or something, and I decided to do this sort of tribute to Rudimentary Pina where I was using all their lyrics. And we found out, like, once we were recording there, that Rudimentary Pina had actually recorded a lot of their stuff there, and they were all good friends with Nick Blinko and crew. So once we were finished with it, like, we thought it'd be a good idea to see if he wanted to draw something for it, because I love his artwork as well.
Right.
So yeah, he did the album cover drawing.
For people unfamiliar with Rudimentary Pina, what can you say about them?
I mean, other than they're a great punk band, I don't know. I discovered them pretty recently. That's kind of why I did the tribute, because I had this roommate who was listening to them constantly, and I just kind of got, like, obsessed or, like, possessed by them and decided to do this tribute album.
And I know that you and I share a love for Mr. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath is kind of, like, in my top three. They're like my Beatles, you know? A lot of people, I put them up there in that sort of, category.
For sure. Yeah, he's a big influence on me. Like, I think vocally and sometimes, and also just, like, personal style-wise, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually think he's one of the best melodists. Is that the word? You know, his melodies, writing.
For sure.
I actually don't think he even gets enough, as much credit as he's gotten, I still don't think he gets enough credit for how beautiful his melodies are.
Yeah.
Also, I watched your section on Amoeba's What's in My Bag, and you pulled out the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. That was a huge part of your upbringing.
For sure.
Yeah. The one thing you didn't mention was the song Talk Show Host by Radiohead, and I would assume that that was another pretty big song in your life.
I was, like, really nervous when I was doing that. Like, I'm always nervous during interviews, like right now, too.
Yeah.
But so I forgot to mention, like, my favorite songs on there, which is that one and also Number One Crush by Garbage.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, like, that song was probably really influential on me because I was probably in, like, seventh grade or something like that, and that song is so, like, dark and dirty, and I loved it. And Talk Show Host, like, his vocals are so beautiful, and it's also such a dark song. So
yeah,
I definitely think those two songs are influential on me.
That's awesome. That song is incredible. I remember first hearing Talk Show Host and hearing him talk about like with a gun and a bag of sandwiches, and like the lyrics are
such
just strange. Yeah, the imagery that he can paint in one's mind is pretty crazy. I also saw you in an interview talk about how you're living in LA now. You're from Sacramento, is that correct?
Right.
And you're living in LA, and that you used to ride the bus, but then you kind of stopped because you feel like something about your energy or your aura just attracts crazy people, or, you know,
maybe.
Or as you put it, getting effed with.
Oh, yeah. I think it's
I relate to this. That's why I ask.
Yeah. I think it's just like my nervous energy in like social situations, like anywhere where I'm surrounded by people. And those kind of situations where, you know, a bunch of people you don't know, it's like people just automatically wanted to tell me their
life story. Isn't it amazing? I feel like I have the same thing, and I didn't know if it was me being a little bit narcissistic. Like, maybe this happens to everybody, but I just
maybe it happens to me.
It probably does happen to everyone. But I'll walk outside, and, like, within 25 minutes, I'll meet the craziest person I've ever met in my life. I'm like, is this just happened to me, or is this a common thing? So I took comfort in knowing that you feel the same way.
Oh, cool. Good.
Well, if you guys would bless us with a couple more songs, I know that our listeners would love to hear it. Yeah. It's Chelsea Wolf live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
The heaviness lay on my knees.
Absolutely wonderful. That is Chelsea Wolf live here on 90.3 KEXP playing tonight at the Moore Theater, playing with Eels. I highly recommend going and seeing Chelsea Wolf. Going to be playing tomorrow night in Portland at the Aladdin Theater. And once again, thank you guys so much for taking time out to stop by. It really means a lot to us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And congratulations on the new album. And I also recommend everybody either goes out and gets the vinyl or download or however you've got to get the new album, Pain is Beauty. It is a wonderful, wonderful record. So definitely get it. And thank you once again. That was Chelsea Wolf live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.